Glad with the Norse conversion.
Good morning. I call to order the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Today is Saturday, May 17th, and the time is 9:02. Please silence all cell phones. We have the following members present. Representative Fields, Representative Josephson, Representative Kopp, Representative Tilton, Senator Stedman, Senator Giesel, Senator Wilkowski, Senator Kawasaki, and myself, Senator Gray Jackson. We have a quorum to conduct business. I'd first like to thank Sophie Tenney from House Records and David Monroe from LIO for supporting our committee this morning. We haven't been joined by any other legislators, so I'll move on. We have a single audit agenda today, the preliminary release of the FY24 State of Alaska single audit. Please note that due to busy schedules, it's our intent to adjourn the meeting by 9:45 at the latest. So let's approve the agenda in minutes, and then we'll go into executive session. Agenda item number two, approval of agenda. Vice Chair Fields, may I please have a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the agenda is approved. We are now on agenda item three, approval of minutes. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion for approval of the minutes?
I move the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the meetings on April 9th and April 23rd.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the minutes are approved. We are now on agenda item four, executive session. The committee will now be going into executive session for consideration of the preliminary FY24 State of Alaska single audit. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3, discussion of a matter that may by law be required to be confidential. The following individuals may remain in the room or online during executive session: Chris Curtis and any staff, legislative auditor, any legislators not on the LBNA committee, and any staff of LBNA committee members.
Thank you. I'd like to recognize that Representative Foster and Speaker Edgman have joined us at 9:04 a.m. Again, thank you, Vice Chair Fields. Are there any questions? If there's no objection, then the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee will now go into executive session. So we'll take a brief at ease while we clear the room. We are now out of executive session and back on the record at 9:49 a.m. The following members are present: Representative Fields, Representative Foster, Representative Josephson, Representative Kopp, Representative Tilton, Representative Speaker Edgman, Senator Stedman, Senator Giesel, Senator Wilkowski, Senator Kawasaki, and myself, Senator Gray Jackson. We have a quorum to continue to conduct business. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion for the preliminary release of the FY State of Alaska single audit?
I move the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee release the FY24 State of Alaska single audit to agencies for response.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, then the FY24 State single audit is released to agencies for response. We are now on agenda item five, adjournment. Do members have any comments before we adjourn? Okay, I have a comment. We are tentatively planning to hold the first interim meeting on June 30th, of course, in the Anchorage LIO office, and the committee will need to meet at that time to for the final release of the single audit and the final release of the OCS audit, the preliminary release of four sunset audits, and to address other committee business. I'd like to, of course, thank all the members for attending our meetings a priority, and I want to thank all the staff members. And I also want to thank my LBNA staff, Jeff and Chantel, for making my role as chair during meetings so easy. And again, thank you to Chris and the audit staff. And at this moment, with nothing else to come before us, the committee is adjourned at 9:50 a.m.